Hello.
Hi, this is Phil from Our Shop Fiber. How can I help you?
Hi. Actually, I was talking to my neighbor, and I would like to join Our Shop too to get the internet.
Sure, I'd be happy to help you with that. What is your street address?
399 Malden Turnpike in Socrates.
You said 299?
399.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Be happy to help you get that up. Just one moment while I look up this information. Alrighty, is this for home or business?
Home.
Home, fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, what speed of internet would you like to have? We have a couple of options available. We have a 1 or a 2 gig package. You may have seen a flyer going around for a 500 megabyte package, which we do offer that as well.
Right. The one I was looking, it was 1 megabyte or gigabyte, what, for $69.99?
That is correct.
That's what everybody got, yeah.
All righty, so that's fantastic. Now, about how large is your home?
Oh, it's 1,200 square feet.
1,200 square feet?
Mm-hmm.
So do you need any kind of additional extenders? We do provide you with one at no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like an
what do you mean by additional extender?
So the extenders essentially help boost your signal range for your internet service, so your Wi-Fi signal first to reach other parts of your home. If you don't think you need any additional ones, we can just say no at this time.
Yeah, I think I should be fine. Yeah, my house is so small.
Understandable. Do you have a home phone that you'd like to bring over or one at all?
No, I just have my cell phone.
Oh, great. No worries there. Do you own or rent your property?
I own.
Fantastic. Do you know how you get your utilities? Are they through the air or underground?
They are above ground.
So through the air.
Through the air. Yeah.
All right. Is your service address different from your mailing address?
No, same thing.
Fantastic. All righty. Can you spell your name for me? First and last name.
First name, it's MARIE. P as a Paul, AULE. That's my first name.
All right. And how do you spell your last name?
N, like Nancy, G, George, O, Oliver.
All right. And what's a good email address for you?
Cottage on the Hudson at iCloud.com. You want me to spell it?
Said cottage on the Hudson?
Yes.
CottageOnTheHudson?
Yes.
At iCloud?
Yes.
And the phone number you're calling from, the 951-642-8750, mm-hmm. Is that a good phone number for you?
Yes, that's my phone number.
Fantastic. Now, we have a couple of options of how we can communicate with you. We have phone, email, or text. Which one would you prefer?
Just do email.
Email? So just so you are aware, with email, you may receive messages that pertain to other kinds of advertisements and offers, but it is going to be essentially how we are able to communicate you with any information regarding your account. You can call us back at any time to unsubscribe or by clicking the button at the bottom of your emails. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So we're looking at a 1 gig home fiber service package, no additional extenders, not looking for voice, just looking for the internet. Everything's good to go. As part of the process, we do need to run a soft credit check. This is just gathering a few bits of information, you are who you say you are, and see if a minimum deposit is required. You can opt out of this credit check at any time, but by doing so, you will be required to pay the minimum deposit. Would you like to run a credit check today?
Sure.
Fantastic.
Let me grab- does it, it Does it affect my credit
It
report?
not at all. It is a soft credit check, so it's literally going
Okay.
to not affect anything. So just give me one moment while I.
I mean, I don't like to do those kind of things because I'm concerned that, I was doing it online, and when I saw this, there's no way I'll put my social security on the internet.
I understand. So the services we use are actually a 100% verified and are trusted businesses. Your connection to me right now is 100% secure. No one is going to be listening in on our calls. That's not allowed to be listening in our calls, and your information will not be used outside of this communication.
Yeah, but I hear this all the time, and then I get notes. Oh, yeah, your information was hacked on, etc. Do you want to be part of that lawsuit? I mean, it's just not safe out there, so.
I understand that the website we utilize for our credit our soft credit checks doesn't even store your full credit information on file. It literally is a partial. So there's no way anybody will get any of your information. They utilize it for a brief second just to check, and then it goes away. It's that simple.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell me any good stories. I'm just not trusting it. But that's okay. That's just me,
No, and I understand that. All right. So, whenever you are ready, I am good for your personal information that only you can provide to me aside from your, I have service address, name, phone number, and the only thing I need now is your social just to run this check.
Yeah, I, you know what? I don't want to give you my social security. I
Okay,
mean,
no.
then you have all my information. This is
We don't actually
scary.
pull. We don't pull any of information that isn't provided to us. I'm telling you for a legitimate fact, we use what's called Online Utility Exchange. It's actually the same information that's going to be used by your banks, and all of your utilities that you actually already use. So this information is, some of it is the public knowledge, like where you live. That's public information.
Right.
The only thing that we use is the social, and it is just a soft check to check on how often and if how often you pay your bills and if they are delinquent. That's the only thing we're checking.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, I talked to my neighbor and he didn't have to do this.
So
Do you
did
don't
she?
have any art? Don't you have any other way of doing this?
So the only two thing ways we can do it is by either agreeing to do the credit check or saying no. If you are signing up with someone who is coming, they've come and knock on your door and say, "Hey, we're with our Shop Fiber. Would you like to sign up for service?" That's the only time we would be able to bypass this because they've been given special permission to bypass those checks. Calling in, we're not allowed to bypass at all, sadly.
Yeah, because see the problem I have is I don't even know if you are a representative of that company.
With Arch Top Fiber, yes, I am. I am
Yeah,
Mark.
but I mean,
Ma'am.
I don't know that.
Ma'am, I am. My name is Philip Avery. I am the customer service lead for Arch Top Fiber. I have been working with Arch Top Fiber since March, since we began service to both the Kingston and Saugerties areas. I have every bit of information that I can provide for you that is specific for us
And
here.
where are you located?
We're located in Kingston.
Okay. And if I come to your location, can I sign up like right there?
You can come into our offices. Someone might be able to assist you in signing up at the main office. Our address is 300 Enterprise Drive. If you'd like to come and visit us, and someone can assist you there.
Okay, can you live with like the only last 4 digits of my social security?
We sadly cannot. It requires the full social. I understand. I'm sorry about that, ma'am. It's how the system itself is set up.
And everybody is giving you social security. I mean, don't lie to me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. We collect those informations, but we do not hold on to any bit of information. We actually have a system in place with our calling app application that we utilizes that whenever someone tries to listen back, that information is actually buzzed out. So that way that information cannot get shared. And the information that we do collect from you is inputted into the online utility exchange. And it is immediately after it is utilized, it is only reduced down to that last four.
I mean, I guess if I want to sign, I have no choice. So, okay, I'll give it to you. But if anything happens, so first of all, give me just your name is, and what is your first name?
My name is Philip, Philip.
Yep, last name.
Avery, Avery.
Okay, and you are with Archstock.
That is correct.
Okay, so it's I'll give you my number now, but if anything happened, it's 570-797-123.
I will not be sharing any of that information. I won't even remember it after the conversation because it's something I choose not to remember. And you're a great fit for us here at Archtop Fiber, so you won't have to worry about making any kind of payments today. So we are good to go. And all of your information is now cleared out of my system. I have none of it left over.
Okay, so what else do you need from me?
All right. So the next part of this is we can ask you, would you like to sign up for auto pay and paperless billing? By doing so, you'll be able to get like if you see the notices saying, oh hey, it's $69.99 every month with auto payments through ACH and paperless billing. We can set that up today if you want to get that price. If that's not something you'd like to do at this time, what we can do is we can at least sign you up for paperless billing. That way you can get sign up and at your own pace for any kind of auto payments. But if you do want to get that price today, we would have to sign you up with that ACH auto payment.
Yeah, I guess I'll set it up.
Okay. And so we have.
And there is no rebate for set up payment.
And for this, so the discount we offer is if you do an ACH payment, which is a direct bank draft, essentially where it's electronic check, we give you that $10 discount, which brings that price of the 1 gig down to $69.99. If you're only using a credit or debit card, that price is going to be it's $5 less than what our ACH does, so it's going to be $74.99. So it's a
Yeah,
$5
but
discount.
you just told me it was $69.99.
Yes, with ACH auto payment and paperless billing for our 1 gig service.
Okay.
So is that the one you want to go for?
Yeah.
All right.
And then one more question. After 2 years, you guys increase your prices, right?
Right now, we actually don't know if the prices are going to increase. We don't know what our market share is at this time. So right now, it's something we're going to be looking at and revisiting within 2 years, but we don't foresee the prices actually increasing at all in the next 2 years.
Okay. And are you like a public company that is trading, or is it private?
Right now, no. We are a privately owned company in based out of Kingston.
Okay.
Though
And
all of
then
our,
do you have a lot of people signed up already?
yes, we do, actually.
Okay. All right. So I'll sign up for the So now you have everything, my bank information, my social security, and
We don't actually hold on to your social security information. Neither does Online Utility Exchange. We literally just gather a port information, and that's the only thing we have on file. For your banking information, we utilize this not only for we the only thing we utilize this for is for making payments on your bills, and that's it.
right. Okay. So what do you need?
I'll need routing number and account number for your banking information just to make sure we can get this auto pay set up.
If you
If
think of America,
okay.
so let me see my routing number. It's 121000, right?
Said 121 with how many zeros?
Zero, 30. So 121000.
And there should be some extra numbers because that doesn't seem like it's enough numbers.
Oh, 121000358.
There we go. What's the account number?
0147301985.
And the name on the account?
Muripon GC, no.
All right. And this is the and last name is NGO. And so, is this a checking or savings account?
It's a checking.
Fantastic. Do you authorize us here at Archtop Fiber to make ACH direct debit payments from this account?
Yes.
And would you like to make this your primary payment method?
Yes.
All right, I'm saving that information right now. That information is now saved. We have a token that actually generates for us. Now, I do have a couple of disclaimers that I do have to go over with you. They are our, as soon as we're good to go, we have to let you know about these. There are legal disclaimers. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation, but you can if you want to be. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that drop to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current service provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection until your services are installed before you cancel with them. The ONT gateway and any other equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to return all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. We do reserve the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and any other account-related details by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account by using the email address you provided with me today. Do agree to be bound by the terms of services. They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Yes.
Fantastic. So you said you have a neighbor who's like, hey, you should get Archtop. They're really great, right?
Well, there is several of us here. So two say it was good. One say not so good because it's not working.
Oh, no. Well, if that's not working, have them give us a call. We'll try to help get it fixed.
Yeah. Oh, no. They were working on it. Yeah.
See, and we're quick about that. All right. Is there anything we should be aware about on your home, such as buried wires, septic tanks, or anything of that sort?
No, but my question is, I don't need a computer or anything like that, right?
No, you don't. You're not required to have a computer.
Okay. All right. And so you give us anything that needs to, in order to make it functioning, right?
Yes. So we give you the modem, which is what connects the fiber service to the road, as well as the router, which connects to the modem that provides the Wi-Fi signal for everything else.
Okay. And then the installation is free, correct?
That is correct. So do you have any comments or question, sorry, do you have any additional comments or questions for our technicians or service representatives such as myself?
No, but there will be somebody home, and can you give me like a time or a date?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually getting to that right now. So give me 1 second. So it looks like the earliest we're going to be able to get anything scheduled in for you is going to be next Monday, the 7th. So we have a 1 and a 3 p.m. available at that time.
So how long does it take approximately?
It takes it takes anywhere from an hour to 2 hours to do, depending on how much cabling they have to run. Usually, if they don't have to run any kind of cabling, those appointments usually can take about an hour, give or take. And the start time is a rough window just so that we can make sure that our technicians have chances to get to you on time.
Okay. So why don't we do 3 o'clock?
3 on the 7th? All right. I'll make sure that gets
mm-hmm.
in. All right. Is there any kind of messages or notes, like having our technicians give you a call before they arrive, just to make sure?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. I have that note in, and you should be receiving an email, two emails right now. One is just going to be a quick little email overviewing everything that we went through today. And the other one is going to be the hi, here's your Archtop Fiber account email. Just follow the links and descriptions inside of that one, and you should be good to go.
Okay. No, my question is, I'm not going to be billed until it's...
You won't
set,
be billed
right?
anything. You will not be billed a single penny until your service has been installed.
Okay. All right, then.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mrs.?
No, so the amount will be $69.99, not a penny more, not a penny less.
Not a penny more, not a penny less. You won't have to worry about anything else.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help.
You're quite welcome, and thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. Welcome to the family. We look forward to getting your service installed next Monday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.